This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Sue Sally Hale has died. The name probably doesn't mean much to most listeners, but in the rarefied world of polo, Hale is a legend. In 1972, she became the first woman member of the U.S. Polo Association. Until her admission, polo ponies could be female, but players in sanctioned tournaments had to be men. Arsha Radpour was a close friend of Sue Sally Hale. She says Hale was drawn to the sport at a young age.
She was given a pony by the name of Blue when she lived in the Pacific Palisades, and she would ride the pony around the hills, and she would often sit atop the hills and watch the men playing polo at Will Rogers Polo Club. And she was, after being noticed, invited down to kind of hang around the horses and help groom, and they started teaching her how to play.
And how old would she have been?
10.
Wow.
Yeah, so she got her start into polo that way. She was hooked, and the guys recognized her talent right away, and so they enjoyed playing with her.
Now, at the time, girls or women were not allowed to compete in polo, so how did she get around that?
They weren't allowed to compete in sanctioned tournaments. So what she would do is she would use things like tape or bandages to hold down her chest, and she would apply a fake mustache. She used different things to do that, either mascara or gluing on fake mustaches. She would tuck her long hair up into her helmet, and she played under an alias, using an alias. And she was never recognized, and of course her teammates never gave her away because they enjoyed playing with her.
Right, she was good.
She was excellent.
And so they just kept the ruse going.
Absolutely. And they knew that was the only way she could play in these tournaments.
And how long did that go on for?
That went on for about 20 years. And
20 years.
And she would submit her application to the USPA every year, and it was denied based on gender. Well, after 20 years and getting support from a lot of these men that had played with her in the USPA who wanted to push to get her membership, she received her membership card in the mail at her club, along with the membership cards of her students that she was teaching.
What did she tell you about what that moment was like?
She said it was probably the greatest moment of her life.
Hmm. Now, when she was finally able to play as a woman, how was she treated by male players on the other teams?
Well, interestingly, we can't say that she was treated poorly by all men. In fact, I think most people were very, very accommodating to her playing. But there were a handful who threatened her on the field and oftentimes would tell her that they would run over her and they'll take care of her sweetheart. And she had a really great comeback to that. Her stepfather, Richard Talmadge, who was a top stuntman in Los Angeles, told her that if she, you know, just make them mad and they will lose control of their game. So her comment to them was, when they would say, "We'll run you over," she said, "Gentlemen, better boys than you have tried, be my guest."
Well, Arsha Radpour, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Arsha Radpour, a friend of Sue Sally Hale, who was considered the mother of women's polo. Sue Sally Hale died on Tuesday at her polo ranch in the Coachella Valley in California.